The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Yud Zayin. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Mor Zekini, Rabbi Yosef Ben Sara, Marat Zekinati, Yafa Bat Sara, Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tani Ham Began Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Ema, Moshe Ben Dina, Sara Ruhama, Bat Rahail, Besara, Bat Rahail, Na, Moshe Ben Sara, and not in front of him. In front of him. Fata Nefesh, Fadlu, Fatam Kerimal, Vechini, Vosover, Amar, Amen. Begin today's daf on Tet Zayin Amud Bet, and we are up to the words Itmar Nameh. We're going to bring a proof to something we said at the end of yesterday's daf. There were two ways of learning the case in the Mishnah that was talking about one shaliach, or actually two people, I should say, come from Medinat Hayam and they say Befanai Nechtav, and one, a third guy, says Befanai Nechtam. So in the last version of understanding the details of that case, the Gemara said it's talking about even if they are all shilihim, even if they are all messengers, still according to Hachamim, it's not going to be good, because the Hachamim hold that we're going according to the Shita that says you have to write the get, the Shema, and therefore, since only two guys said Befanai Nechtav, even though they were shilihim, but they did not say Befanai Nechtam, and the guy that said Befanai Nechtam didn't say Befanai Nechtav. He didn't establish Lishma on that side. So therefore, we said, according to Hachamim, it is no good. So we want to learn now from this statement that was the case. So how do we know that? Itman Nameh, Amar Rav Yehuda, Shnayim, Sheviyu Get, Mimedidat Hayam, Banu Lemahloket, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan. From the way the statement says, two people that brought a gift from Medinat Hayam, it's Mashmah, they were Shilihim. Even though they were shilihim, even though they were messengers, we come to the machloket of Yehudah Rabbanan. So the statement just proves the way we established the case above, that it's talking about even when they were both messengers. Rashi, Itman Nameh, less Rashi on the Hamud, Kedishna Batra, like the second version of the Yohanan, the Begit Yotze Mitachad Yedesh Shenehim, that even when the get is coming from the hands of both of them, it is indeed a Mahloket. Comes the Gemara and tells the story. Gemara says like this. Rabba bar bar Hana halash. He was sick. Ud legabe Rav Yehuda the Rabba leshiyule be. So the rabbis came to visit him. Ba'umines. When they were visiting him, they asked him a question. They said like this. Shnayim sheviyu get medinat hayam. Two guys bringing a get from overseas. Sidichim sheyamru b'fanenu nechtav b'fanenu nechtam. Or in Sidichim, so I told them, did I have to say Befanai Nechtav or not? Amar lahem, in Sidichim. He told them, no, you have no problem. Why? Ma ilu yomru befanenu girsha mi lo mehemne? Which means, if these people would say that we saw the Girushin, wouldn't they be believed, since they're two witnesses, they can even say, even if they didn't validate the witnesses, Befanai Nechtav, Befanai Nechtam, they could actually say, we saw the get being given over. And since they would be believed in such a way, so therefore, they're ne'emanim as well. In any event, adahachi atahu havra. As they were talking, a certain, Rashi says, Parsai, Persian fellow, came into the room, shaklal shargam mekamayu, and he closed the lights, he closed the candles. Why? So that she says, she yesh the Parsiim yom e, they have a certain holiday, שאין מדליקין אור באותו יום, אלא בבית עבודה זרה שלהם. They only light, you can only have candles in the עבודה זרה house. Nowhere else. So the guy came in the middle of their conversation, turned out the lights on them. Amar. So the rabbi said, Rabba Bar Hana, Rahamana, O betulach, O betulah debar Esav. Please God. Options. Either we should stay in your shade, God, meaning you should protect us in your shade. Betulach is your shade, meaning save us from the Parsiim Reshaim. O betulah debar Esav. Or we're better off if you exile us and put us in the hands of Esav, which respect us more. Which means the assumption of Rabbah was that we're better off in the hands of Esav than the hands of these Parsiim. So comes the Gemara and says, the Memra de Arumae Ma'alum Parsae. You tell me that the Romans were better off than the Persians? Ve'atani the Bihiya Mai Dichtiv. What does it mean in the Pasuk? Elohim hevin deracha, vehu yada et mekoma. God understood its way, and He knows its place. Yodeya Hakadosh Baruch Hu biYisrael, she'en yecholim lekabel gezerat aromayim. God knew that we're not going to be able to stand amongst the gezerot of the Romans. Amad vehigla otam lebabel. So God sent us to Babel. The assumption is, in Babel, that's where the Persians were. So he's saying, it seems that the Persians are worse than the Romans. And you said, the Rabbi, you'd rather be in the hands of the Romans than the Persians. So the Gemara says, La kashya, ha mekameh denitu havre lebabel, ha lebatar da'ate havre lebabel. Depends what part of history you're talking about. Over here, we're talking about before the Persians came to Babel. Before the Persians came to Babel, we're better off by the Persians, by Babel. But after the Persians came to Babel, then already we're better off by the Romans. Now, just to get the history of what took place, the times of the destruction, because that's what we're discussing over here, it's kedai to go through this story over here. We're discussing the years of 3319 from Biryat HaOlam to 3389. That's when the Kazdim kings ruled over Babel. Kazdim kings include Nebuchadnezzar, Evil Merodach, and Belshazzar. That was when the Jewish people went into the first exile. There were two exiles in the times of Nebuchadnezzar. The first exile was the Galut of Jehoiachin, that when all the scholars and all the rabbis were exiled into Babel, which turned out to be a good thing for Klal Yisrael, because they were able to build the infrastructure of yeshivot, and so on and so forth. That was, again, what the Navi refers to as Heharash Vehammasgir, which is referring to the scholars. Now, the rest of the nation was exiled 11 years later, when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed in the year 38 from creation. Now, relatively, the Kazdim treated the Jewish people quite decent. The Parsiim, the Persians, they did not come into Babel until the year 3389. That's what the king Daryavish and Koresh, those are Persian kings, they came and conquered Belshazzar. Like I said, the Galut of the Kasdim relatively was an easier Galut for the Jewish people. The Parsiim, under those kings, were very, very difficult. Not only more than the Kazdim, but even more than the Romans that eventually ruled in Eretz Yisrael. They used to make gezerot that we can't study Torah, we cannot fulfill mitzvot. So therefore, Rabba Bar Hana said, I'd rather put us under the Romans instead of being under the suppression of the Persians. Okay, so therefore when the Gemara said over here that God sent us to Babel in order that we could study Torah, says Elohim evin deracha. God understood, He wants us to learn Torah. So if He sent us into the Galut of Babel with the Kasdim in the times of Jehoiachin and Zedekiah, that's why He did it that way, as opposed to sending us, let's say, to the Romans, which was much more difficult. We would have went into the exile with the Romans right away, the Torah would not have lasted. So He sent us into an easier galut, so that Torah will be able to flourish. Okay, so that's anyway that story over there. So let's just go back for a second and analyze this episode. So they asked him, two guys coming from Medinat Hayam, do you have to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam? And he came along and said, no, because technically, you know, these two guys can they can establish the get by saying we saw the get being being given. And therefore he held, they do not have to actually say anything. Now we really have to go back to Daf He, because on Daf He, that's the first time we had this this piece over here, to see exactly the proper understanding of this concept over here. So we learned above that when two guys bring a get from Medinat Hayam, they do not have to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, because if the husband comes to claim forgery, they're there. They'll come along themselves, and they will mekayim the get. So, really, the words, ma ilu yomru b'faninu girsha, which means the language of the Gemara's over here is, if they want, these witnesses could say, we saw the get given in front of us. Now, that's not the logic we understood. Normally, we say when two guys bring the witness to the get, the reason why it's good is because they're there. Which means, if kiyum is needed, they will mekayim. So why does the Gemara use the language, ma ilu yomru b'faninu girsha? That's a different sivara. So it says, "Achen nireh she'en kavanat rashi shem yekayimu et haget al yedei hakarat hachatimot, sheken minayin lanu klal shem makirim oto, ela she'im yar'er ha'ba'al," which means the concern is if the husband is going to claim forgery, "hem ya'idu shum masar lahem et haget," they'll claim that we saw the get given in front of us, "umimela enu yachod lomar she'get mezuyaf." You can't say the get is mezuyaf anymore because they were there. They're actually claiming that they saw it. So that's so when Ashi says that they'll mekayem it, it doesn't mean they'll actually mekayem it. It means they'll say we saw the get given in front of us, and automatically when you say that, that's considered as if it is kiyum, because it means the guy can't claim for you. We saw you giving the get. We saw you giving the get in front of us. We say, I didn't give it. I didn't want to give it. It was given against my will.
To her.
So they were there. They were saying, we saw the get that that was given. These guys brought the get. You have to remember, these are the shili'im. Two guys brought a get to Medinat Hayam. So the Gemara question on this sugya above, that the Chavetz only works according to Rava. Because, what about the Lishma factor? So on Daf He, the Gemara said, Lirava niha, Liraba kashya. So the Gemara answered to that question,
Right.
The Gemara was talking about after the Lishma problem was solved. So the Gemara said, Yahi, Hadnameh. Also, we said, if it was after Shelamdu, so the Chavetz, even one guy should be enough to say, Mifanai Nihtam, and then you have no problem. What do you need two guys for? Because I'm not worried about the Lishma fact, I'm only worried about the Hatimah, so therefore just even one should be enough. So comes the Gemara and says, Gizera Shema Yahzura Davale Kalkulo. Because the reason why have to say Mifanai Nihtam, Mifanai Nihtam, it's the reason why I have to say Mifanai, even though Eilah Hashanam, because Gizera, that might go back to its original way. So the Gemara says, Iyache, if that's the case, Betren Ameh. So the two people bringing a get also. L'chaurai, I have to say Mifanai Nechtav. So we said, no, because two is not Shechiyah. When you have two people bringing a get, it's not such a common scenario. So we're not going to make a Gizera on two people that were appointed to a Shaliyah. Ahar Shelamdu, that you have to be concerned about. Bifanai Nechtav. That's why with the two guys, so they asked Rabbi, back to the story. They asked Rabbi but on a question. They came to visit him. The Rabbi, two guys coming Medinat Hayam, they want to bring a gift. Do they have to say Bifanai Nechtav, Bifanai Nechtav? No. Why not? Number one, because you're worried about Kiyum. They themselves can Kiyum the get by saying that we saw the get being given over to us to give to the lady. So if a husband cannot claim forge. Oh, what about Lishma? Lishma Lahar Shilamdu. Oh, but do we make a Gezerah Shema Yahzur Adavar? No, we didn't make that gizra in cases that are not shkiyah. A husband appointing two guys to deliver a get is not a shkiyah case. That's how you have to understand this story. And then you have the Persians in between. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, "Echad omer b'fanai nechtav, u'shtayim omer b'faninu nechtam kasher." This is like a review of the Gemara that we had yesterday. You have one guy, one messenger that's delivering the get. He says b'fanai nechtav, and two guys come along and say b'faneinu nechtam. Mishnah's law is kasher. I have to understand how is it kasher? That was the last case in the Mishnah. Amar Rav Amir, Amar Rav Yohanan. Lo shenu ela sheket yotze mitachat.
Yideh ed ketiba.
We're talking about where the guy that says b'fanai nichtav was a shaliach. Oh, and if he's a shaliach, then na'asu kishnayim alze ukshnayim alze. Now, if he's a shaliach, so when he says b'fanai nichtav, how much is he considered like? Two people.
Because we rabbis believe the shaliach like two guys. So you have two guys on the b'fanai nichtav, and you have two guys on the b'fanai nichtav. Aval mitachat yideh.
Oh, but if you just have, let's say the shilihim are the adeh hatima, so it's going to be pasul. Why? Because you only got one guy on the befanai nichtav, and he didn't say befanai nichtam. So therefore, that shaliach you didn't establish lishma. Again, we're obviously going according to the opinion that you're concerned about lishma, and therefore, if you just have the shilihim on the hatima side. Correct? So it ain't good. You took care of Hatima, but you didn't take care of Lishma. The Gemara speaks to that. Alma Kasabar, Shnaim Sheviu get Midatayam, Sirichim Sheyomru Befanenu Nechtab, Ufanenu Nechtam.
Why do you have to say it? Because even though you're going to settle the issue of Kiyum by having these two guys, but you still have to establish the situation of Lishma, and therefore, since only the two guys said Befanai Nechtam, they were the Shirichim, but the guy on the Befanai Nechtab was not, so therefore, you did not establish. Lishma, therefore the get is not going to be good. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar le Rav Aser. Rav Aser comes along and says, Ela me'ata, according to this that you're telling me, that in the case that two guys brought the get, right? Resha diktani, the first case of the Mishnah that said, Shnaim omrim befanenu nichtav, ve'echad omer befanai nichtam, the reverse case. Two on the Ketiba, one on the Chatima, Pasul, v'Rabbi Yehuda Mechshira, Machlok, Rabbi Yehuda Nachamim, v'afilu get yotze mitachat yedesh shenehem, Pasli Rabbanan. So if you're learning this case of this one, even when they're all Shilihim, so you're going to tell me the same thing over here, or two of them are Shilihim. So you're going to tell me over here, in the case with the Machlok, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, that two out of the three guys that are sending the get are Shilihim, right? And still you're going to tell me that banana going to say pasul? Now what was this case over? This was a case where two guys talked about the ketiba and one guy on the hatima. Okay, that was the case of the resha. So if you tell me in the sefa it's talking about where they were shilihim, get your sefetachat yado, so to the resha you have to say the case is talking about a similar case. And what? We're going to have a machlok between hachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Right, which means even if, let's say, you have two shilichim out of the three, one guy said the ketiba, and one guy said the hatima. Again, there's two on the ketiba, there's one on the hatima. Let's say one shaliyah is from the ketiba, and one shaliyah is from the hatima. Still, the rabbis are going to say, no good. So the Gemara says, yes, in a kenameh, that is true. Gemara amar le'in, yeah, that's true. Now, what would the logic be why that's true? Why would the rabbis say it's no good in a case where one is a shaliach on the ketiba and one is a shaliach on the hatima? You have two ketiba guys and one hatima guy. Two out of the three are shalichim. What's the problem with that? What's the problem that can come out in such a case? So we learned it. We learned it one of two ways above. According to the rabbis, even when they're shalichim, the concern is that you're going to have a gezerah. Let's say it's Ahashilamdu, after they know the laws of the Shema. But the Gezerah the rabbis made is, I'm worried that they're going to forget. And therefore, if the Shaliyah doesn't say the right, if we only have one Shaliyah, say Mefanai Nechtav, and one Shaliyah, say Mefanai Nechtam, so therefore, I'm concerned that, what, even though the Chaurai, you're good, you have two witnesses there, so they can Mekayim the get, two guys are there, what are you worried about, the Shema? It's Ahashilamdu. So the Chaurai, you covered on that also. But I'm concerned that it might come a time where they're going to forget the laws of the Shema. So therefore, the rabbi said, by one guy saying b'fanai nechtav is not enough to establish the Shema, because it makes a gezerah that it might go back le kilkula. Comes the Gemara says, zimnin ashkechei diyati v'kamar. One time, they found Rav Aser, found Rav Amir, that they were sitting, and he said like this, da'afilu get yotze mitachat yedeh adeh hatima kasher. Oh, he said the opposite. He said that what? That which we said in the Mishnah, that one guy says b'fanai nechtav, and two guys say b'faninu nechtam, it's kasher, even in the case where, let's say, only the adeh hatima were the messengers. Now, what's the logic on that? If only the Adi Hatima, the messengers, that could be, because she only cared certain about any Adi Mitzvim the Kayemo. And therefore, since you have two guys over here, the Hatima is good even if they weren't messengers. Because bottom line, you got two guys over here. What about the Lishma? Alma, Kasavar, Shnaim, Sheviu, Gim, Midinat Tayam, En Tzrichim, Shemru, Fanu Nechtam, Fanu Nechtam. Because what about, I got two guys there. So therefore, they'll kosher to get regardless. Oh, so Kabbalah Zagabalah says, Ela Me'ata. Which means if the husband's going to come and say forge, the two guys are there. The main thing is, what about Lishma? So you have to hold what? Either he wasn't concerned about Lishma, or that you weren't concerned about the Gezerah, it was a Hashel Amdun, you weren't concerned about Lishma making some sort of Gezerah. Amar Le'Rav Ami, Ela Me'ata, Reshad Diktani. The Reshad that said, Shnayim Omrim Befanenu Nechtav. Ve'Had Omer Befanai Nechtam. Pasul, the Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. That was the case we had Machloket. Tarama de'en get yotze mitarat yedei shenehem. You're going to say that the Machloket is talking about because what? That there was not everybody was shelichim. However, ha get yotze mitarat yedei shenehem. But let's say if two of them, let's say at least were shelichim, Machshir and Rabbanan. So you're going to tell me that the rabbis are going to say that is indeed kasher. Amar le'in. Yeah, in economy, which means however you learn the Sefa, that's the way we're going to learn the Resha. Oh, the Gemara says, "Be'ad zimnin lo amar tanachi." Says, "What are you talking about?" He says, "Other times you didn't learn it like this." Which is the first way you learned it is talking about where both of them are shilichim, and now you're telling me even where both of them are. Not shilichim, which means the zimnin is. I'm sorry. The second version was afilu aget yotzim mitachat yedei ad hatima kasher. Even with the shilichim, it's kasher. And the first version told me dafka with the not shilichim, it's kasher. So make up your mind. So he comes along and says amar le yatedi shelo tamut. What I told you, the last version, that's the peg that will not move. Which means that's the final version. Okay, so it's basically going back and forth again in the sugya. I just have to know the point of this sugya. You're going through the cases. Always the cases analysis is you're talking about whether the guy was shaliach or he wasn't a shaliach. That's the Gemara's analysis back and forth. And the truth of the matter is, there's different the two versions. Some say the case is talking about whether machlokas is where they were shaliachim, and some say the machlokas is where they are not shaliachim. Two versions were said. So the Esav Amir, make up your mind, which version you're taking. The last version, Yatedu Dotemot. The last one is the peg that doesn't move. And whatever version we're saying in the Sefa, we want to say in the Resha. So we keep on going back and forth. That's the Resha, that's the Sefa, well, what's the Resha? And then we try to keep the whole Mishnah congruent and even. Okay, that's the point. Now we go to the new Mishnah. Now we discuss a subject of when the get is written, and the Mishnah begins, Nechtav Bayom. Let's say you wrote the get in the day, V'nechtam Bayom, and you signed it in the day. Okay, that's good, all on the same day. Balayla, V'nechtam Balayla. Or you wrote the get at night, and you signed it at night. Also, it's considered the same day. Right? Because the same night is, the day begins at night, therefore you did everything at night, then no problem. Balayla, V'nechtam Bayom. That's also kasher. Because again, night and day is the same day. However, bayom v'nechtam balayla pasul. But if you wrote the get in the day and you signed it at night, the Gemara says pasul. Rabbi Shimon machshir. Oh, but Rabbi Shimon says even if you wrote it on a different day than you signed it, it's okay. Shaya Rabbi Shimon omer kol agitin shnechtevu bayom v'nechtevu balayla pasulim chutz. Which is why all other shtarot, if you write it on one day and you sign on a different day, pasul, except for gitin of nashim. Gitin nashim, it can be written on one day and signed on another day. Let's read Rashi. Nechtab balayla v'nechtam bayom, haynu chad yoma. Right? Night and day is the same day. Ve'en kan gin mugdam. It's not a predated document. Bayom v'nechtam balayla mugdam hu. This is a predated document. Why? Because on the day that you write it, that's when you write the date. You didn't sign it till a different day. And therefore, demashma demahi yoma igarsha. When you look at the document, it looks like the lady was divorced a day early. Velo igirisha ad lemahar. She didn't get divorced till the day after. So the Gemara is going to say, what's the problem? Okay, let's assume that it's a predated document. But so what? So Gemara's next Rashi, kol agitin shel mecher umatna bavar. Rabbi Shimon says, all documents that are predated are no good. Pesulin, why?
The problem with a predated shtar is the following. Let's say I make the transaction on Tuesday. Really, the transaction took place on Tuesday. That means now I borrowed money. I borrowed money on Tuesday. That means any fields that I sell, I'm the borrower. Any fields that I sell starting Tuesday, there's liens on it. Because that's exactly when the loan took place. However, and therefore what? Therefore the lender, if I don't pay back, can go to Likuhot, can go to the fields that were sold from Tuesday on, and take them. There's liens on him. He gets paid first. Problem is, if you can have a predated shtar, so now what's going to happen? The lender is going to go now and take Likuhot from Monday. Now, Monday the loan did not take place. And therefore, unlawfully, he's taking those Likuhot away. That means when the borrower sold those fields, there was no liens. So that's why by a regular document of mecher, of a transaction, things like that, shtar mukdam is pasul. However, except for get, so that she says, why delav le govai na'avida? A get is not a monetary document. Now, even though you'll say, what do you mean? Once you give the get, it's ketubah and all that stuff over there, it's got to get paid, but it's not a monetary document. The get is just a document of release. So he says, since it's not a transaction of monetary, you have no problem of predating. We will wait for the Gemara to explain why is it not connected to monetary. Comes the Gemara and begins. Ish is monetary?
Not monetary.
Yeah, there's a problem, but he's holding you only have to be concerned when it's a monetary concern. Now the Gemara is going to discuss your issue of Ish. Comes the Gemara says, Itmar, mipnei ma tiknu zman begitin. Before we get to predated Gittin, what do you need a Zman and a Git at all? What do you got to put the date in the Git for? Which means, obviously, the rabbis understood there's got to be a reason. Why do you got to put the date? Just write the Git was given. What do I not have the date for? So, Gemara, I'll tell you two reasons. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishum Bat Achoto, because of his niece, Rishtakish Amar Mishum Perot. And Rishtakish says, because of, literally, fruit. Okay, what are these two reasons? Let's start Rashi. Rashi says, "Mepenema tiknu zman bekitin kevan de lav shtara de govaino." Again, since it's not a document of money, so what do you got to write a date for? Mishum bat achoto vehi ishto. A guy married his niece. Now, when a guy marries his niece, the assumption is it's not only his wife but it's family, and therefore the general assumption is a person wants to protect family. And therefore, what did she do, this girl, his wife, who is his niece? Veshema tizne tahtav. She might commit adultery while she's still married. Vehas alea shelo tehanek. Now, what's the punishment of adultery? Strangulation. He doesn't want to see his niece, who happens to be his wife, get strangled. So therefore, what is he going to do? Vechotev la get belo zman. He writes her a get with no date in it. Vinotemna, and he gives it to her. So when they come to Betin and say, oh, she committed znut, Motziagita, she takes out the get that's dateless. Ve'omeret gerusha hayiti upnuya be'ota sha'a. She can come along and say, I was divorced at that time, and therefore I did not commit any adultery. So you see what can happen over here? Which means if you're not going to write a date in a get, you can cause now a husband that wants to protect his wife from the death penalty of strangulation. She could just bring out the get in front of Beit Din. Nobody could prove anything. Well, she could say, I was divorced at the time that I met with this guy. Well, where's the get? Well, get doesn't have a date. But now that you put a date in the get, this business cannot be done anymore. Now, some want to say, why did the Gemara choose Bat Achoto? Some want to say because it's only such a family relation where a person will be going to that degree to save. But a regular wife, no. Some say, no. The Gemara is just giving an example, but who had deen, every wife, a person will usually try to protect her. The Gemara is just speaking in a normal case where it happens more common. But in the Chename, any wife this can happen to, the husband is going to try to protect her. Now Tosfot has a question over here. Tosfot says, we have a rule like this. We have something that's called hazakah. Hazakah is very strong, by the way. You kill a person based on a hazakah. So now the lady comes to Beit Din. You know that she committed znut of some sort. She pulls out the get. right? She's claiming, well, I was divorced at the time of the znut.
Hold it.
She has a hazkat ishet ish. And until you know when this get was given, keep her on a hazakah, and therefore kill her. So therefore, even if you don't have a date in the shtar, still she should be getting the death penalty because of the hazkat ishet ish. Okay, so Tosfot answers two things. Number one, the hazkat ishet ish is weakened. It's a weak hazakah. You know why? Because she has a get. So even though it's a dateless get, right when there's a get, already the hazakah ishet ish is broken. Combine that with the fact that she has hazkat kashrut, meaning hazakah that the Jewish girls do not commit adultery. And therefore, add that to the fact, and therefore you have two strong reasons to weaken the hazkat ishet ish, and therefore the Beit Din is not going to kill her just on such a weak hazakah. So that's why, again, a get has to have a date. Now, Tosfot also points out that today that we don't have onesh mitat betin. So this concern seemingly of putting a date in a get should not apply. Because today they don't have strangulation and things like that. But he says the takana still applies. Why? That if you're not going to put this man in the get is going to be pasul. Because the husband doesn't want that should go out that he has children that are mamzerim. He also doesn't want rumors to say that his wife went and that his kids really are mamzerim and things like that. So he's also going to want to protect himself with his reputation. So without a date in the get, he can say, she was divorced at that time. So therefore the concern is still applicable. Now, it is clear, and this is the question that the Mefarshim answered that really needs to be analyzed for a moment, that what? When does the get take place? When does divorce take place? When the get gets to the lady's hand. So therefore, technically, and the Maharam Sheif answers this question as well, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, really, you have to say, you have to know when the giving of the get was. Why? Because even if the get, let's say, was written on the same day, right? Was written Monday, Edim signed on Monday, but that's not going to prove anything to you because the lady could still commit znut, right? And she'll come along and say, you know, the get was given at 9 o'clock in the morning and she committed the znut at 10 o'clock in the morning. Therefore, she was divorced today. So it's still, until you have an actual time in the get, seemingly this concern is not taken care of. Which means, Lekara, why are you telling me only a predated is a problem? Now let's discuss what the predated problem would be, according to Rabbi Yochanan. If it's going to be predated, right? So you're going to think that she was divorced already on Monday, because the get was written on Monday, signed on Monday night, which is really Tuesday. Now such a shtar is going to cause a problem now, right? Because people are going to think that she was really divorced from the time of the ketivah, because that's when the date is, and really she's not, and therefore she's going to go commit znut, and the znut is really going to be znut, the children are going to be memzerim, and they're going to have problems. But again, the question, it's really a strong question, what do you do with the fact that you don't know the actual time that the get was given? Shita is Rish Lakish. What does Ade Mesira mean?
They're there when she gets the get. They can testify what time they gave.
Are they always there? Ade Mesira, according to the Shita, it says you don't need Ade Mesira, according to the Bimi'id, let's say. That you just have Ade Hatima. It's a machloket, right? Ade Hatima, Ade Mesira. Okay, right, maybe according to the Ade Mesira, they'll come along and say, there was a 9:30. We still didn't sort of get given. Okay, that's one possible understanding. It's only according to Ade Mesira. It's a good answer, but according to the Shita, it says Ade Hatima. But you'll go to them and you'll have to ask them what time did you sign. Doesn't matter what time they signed. What time
Hatima
is it?
Hatima Karte, but they're still Ade Hatima. I mean Mesira. According to the opinion, it says Ade Hatima. That's the proving fact. You don't have to bring. To testify, Ade Mesira, you just bring the.
Okay, so if time is always Ade Mesira, so you always ask Ade Mesira. Then it's a simple answer.
Rabbi, we lost you?
No, we're good. So comes the Gemara and says, according to the Shlakish, Amar Meshum Perot. What does Perot mean? Look at Ashim. Shemizmana get va'ilach. From the time of the get and on,
Im yimkor ha-baal beferot nechsem midlog shela. What is nechsem midlog? We learned the Masechet Ketubot, that lady brings certain assets into the marriage. These assets belong to the lady, meaning when she gets divorced, the money goes back to her, but in the interim, the husband gets the benefit from the perot, from the fruit. Meaning he could sell it, he could benefit from it. So what's the concern? The concern is the get is going to be given, the husband's still going to spend perot, and now what? Tikbim. Now she'll have an ability, by putting a date in the get, she can come along now and say, hey, that perot that you spent was after the get, and therefore give it to me. V'im lo haya bozman, yem mocher veholech. Right? The husband go wild, keep on selling perot as he wishes. Now, ushetidba'al ledin, and now when they're going to take him to court, she's going to say, hey, you're spending my perot. Havya yadala tahtona. She's on the lower hand. Why? Shiyomar la kodim gerushim makarti. He'll come along and say, I sold it before the gerushim. If there's no date in the get, the husband can get away with selling perot as he wishes. And when she's going to come to the betin to claim, hey, you're selling the perot already, we're divorced, it's not your perot. He comes along, hey, prove it to me. Here's the get. Well, there's no date. Okay, so that is a concern. Another reason, that's a monetary concern. Why exactly you have to put a date in the get itself? Okay, so comes now. It's also let's speak out what's going to happen if it's a predated get. Predated get will also be pasul, because if you're going to write it on Monday and you're going to sign it on Tuesday, so the people are going to think that she was divorced already from Monday, correct? And now it's going to be to the disadvantage of the husband, because the husband really is going to still have perot, right? Because he has that day, and she's going to come along and say, "Hey, you're selling those perot unlawfully," and she now can take perot out of the husband illegally. So therefore, a predated is also going to be no good, because it puts the husband also at a disadvantage when he's really allowed to sell, and she'll come along and say, you weren't allowed to sell, and therefore, wait, it's a bigger problem. She's going to put the likuhot now at risk. Because if, let's say, he sold those fruit, or he had fruit, he turned it into fields, he sold the fields, now she's going to go after those fields illegally, because really those fields were sold by the husband, rightfully so. So it's going to put the whole, the whole assets in question. Now the Gemara comes along and says, Rishlakish may ta'ama lo amar k'rabi Yohanan. Okay, good. Now how are you going to remember what she taught or what she taught? So the way we remember is, Rabbi Yohanan, he has a chet in his name, right? So he's going with the shita bat achoto. Just so you can remember the shitot. Rish Lakish is going with perot. So the Gemara says, how come Rish Lakish does not go with Rabbi Yohanan, and it's concerned that what, for the cover-up? Amar lecha znut lo shkiha. Now what does he mean by that? Znut lo shkiha? Znut lo shkiha means like this, that it's going to get to strangulation. For Znut to get the strangulation, you have to have two witnesses that saw her go with another man, that warned her, she accepted the one. They have to actually see the action. That's a rare case that a lady will, not that a lady will commit Znut, that could happen, but that's going to lead to strangulation, because the whole reason of Yohanan was why he's going to try to save his wife from a death penalty. How often does that happen, that it's going to be a death penalty? Oh, so since it's not common, the rabbis are not going to establish a takanat to write a date in a get for something that is improbable. Comes the Gemara, says, why does Yohanan go like Rishtakish? So he says, Kasabar, yesh lebaal perot ad sha'at netina. Oh. He says like this, the husband is able to eat perot until the actual giving of the get. That is a very important point to analyze. And therefore, since the husband can eat perot until the actual giving of the get, I'm not concerned about a perot factor, because even if the get was written on one day, on Monday, okay, and it was not signed until Tuesday, it was written on a different signing. You can't, the husband gets to eat fruit up until the time the get was actually given. So I don't care what the date was written on this shtar over here. The date means nothing to me. The husband's been able to eat perot the whole way through. Look at Rashi, top one, achanetina hilkach, zman ketivat get lo ma'ani midi. Which means, just by writing a date on it, it's not going to solve me this issue. Dechi atyal le mitraf Because when she's going to try to come along and take the perot back, she has to prove when the get came to her hand. So therefore, the document itself is not going to prove anything. Oh, look, the get was written on Monday. So what? I don't care. That doesn't mean nothing to me. I got to know if you want to take perot away from me, you got to bring me proof when the get was given to your hands. So therefore, if the whole reason is for perot, zman is not going to help for perot, according to Rabbi Yochanan. That's why the concern is for, he said, the cover-up situation. So again, Rabbi Yochanan, my tamad lo amar kreshakish kasabar, yesh leba'al perot, ad sha'at netina, until the time the get is actually given, and therefore the zman in the get is not going to help you for this inyan. Because if the lady's going to come along and say, hey, the husband sold a perot after we were divorced. Okay, so what? She's going to bring the get out. What, the get doesn't mean from nothing. The get just shows me the day that it was written. I got to know exactly when it was given to you. So therefore, she's got to prove a different thing. Therefore, the get doesn't solve the perot situation. Oh, so comes the Gemara now and says like this. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, "Bishlamal Rish Lakish." According to Rish Lakish, that says what the reason is. Perot Mishumachi Kam Machshir Rabbi Shimon. Oh, Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, if you remember, was Machshir a Get Mukdam, Get Nashim Mukdam. And we had a question: why should he be Magdim? Why should he be okay? According to Rish Lakish, it makes sense. How can it make sense? Because look at Rashi, that she says, "Mishum achi makshir bishon beget mukdam kedamad kaman kasabari bishimon keban shenatan enav negaresha shuv en lo perot hilkach im atya lemitraf lekuchot neperot miyom ketiba shapir avda v'tamad rabbi lekamim fanesh." Rabbi Shimon has an interesting shita when it comes to perot. The husband loses perot from the time the get was written. You don't got to have given, you don't have to give the get. Once already the guy decides he's divorcing his wife, that means the shtar was written already. From that time already, the husband loses. So therefore, I don't care about a get mukdam. Because all she has to show is that what? The get was written on Monday. I don't care if it wasn't signed till Tuesday. Once already she shows that the get was written, what are you worried about? The get was, it's a predated? So he was predated, but it doesn't matter. The husband loses perot. You were concerned that what? The lady can come illegally now and take perot out of the husband, right? He was allowed to spend the perot. She should come and, hey, we were divorced. Ah, but according to Mishimon, even from the time of the writing of the get, the husband loses the perot, and this husband loses the perot. So therefore, nothing's going to happen. Disadvantage husband. So that's why the Mishimon is machshir. Oh, however, Ela the Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan goes with the. The cover-up fact that the husband is going to try to cover up that what she committed to after the divorce. My tamad Rabbi Shimon de Machshir. How do you learn Rabbi Shimon? A predated get is going to be a problem because he agrees that what she's not divorced till it's given. And therefore, what's the going to be concern? That what? He can come along now and take this predated get and say she was divorced from before and she can involve in a cover-up. So Rabbi Shimon, if you go with the perot reason, very nice. But if you're going with the cover-up reason, lechara, you still should be concerned about a predated get. Comes Gemara and says, Amar lecha Rabbi Yochanan, alibad Rabbi Shimon lo ka'amina, ki ka'amina alibad Rabbanan. He says, very good. I wasn't saying my shitan, Rabbi Shimon. You're right, Rabbi Shimon doesn't go with the cover-up reason. When I was saying my reason of the cover-up, it's only in the rabbis, which is the rabbis that are posel. A get mukdam is because what? The husband can cover up. But you're right, according to the Bishimon, that's not his concern. I was not saying it in the Bishimon. So don't ask me a question, how are you going to interpret the Bishimon? I wasn't saying it in the Bishimon. I was saying my shita in Hakamim. Look at Rashi. Elo Rabbi Yochanan. De'amar zman mishum bat achoto itkan mai ta'amad Rabbi Shimon de makshir. Ha'zimnin de'zanai be'oto yom ve'odena eshet ish. She's going to commit znut on that day, and she's still married. The chosman shelo nechtam velo nitan, right? As long as the get wasn't given to her, it's la uchem eidim az znutam motzi agitan. She's commit the znut. Take out the get. The katubo meoto yom. See the date, and she's going to say, "I got it on that day," and therefore you have a problem. So Gemara says, "Ali bad Rabbi Shimon lo kamina." The Rabbi Shimon vaday zman la mishum batachotoy tkuni, la mishum perot. Right? The Bishmot said the main item is what? Perot. And if you're worried about perot, get muktam is not a problem. Because I hold anyway that from the time the get is written, the husband loses perot. So therefore, what are you worried about? The husband, the wife's claim, he's not going to take anything that belongs to the husband. Husband lost it on the day it was written. Comes Gemara and says, Vishtama Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu di'ika bin Rabbi Shimon le'Rabbanan. Which is according to Rabbi Yochanan that says the reason is because the cover-up, that the husband can cover up, we understand there's enough kamina between the Bishimon and the rabbis. Look at Rashi, what's the difference? Look at Rashi. Alibad Rabbanan, the Mishum Haki Pasi Rabbanan, the Kasav Rizman Mishum Bat Achoto, Bishtamal Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Rabbanan Mishum Bat Achoto, Mishum Mishum Perot, Hainu Diika Ben the Bishimon Rabbanan. Which is now we understand the machlok of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. Ta'amad peluk tayu ba'achi. L'Rabbanan pasul get mugdam mishum batachoto. Ul Rabbi Shimon kasher de kasabar zman mishum perot itkan. Ve'ilka get mugdam kasher. D'itarfa mishat ketiba. If she's going to take the perot from the time of the ketiba, shapir tarfa. Tana tani rav de garesha. Which is according to the rabbis, according to Rabbi Yochanan. I understand wonderfully the machloket between the rabbis and Rabbi Shimon. The rabbis are holding the reason is because of batachoto. That's why get muktam is pasul. And you'll tell me the Bishimon holds the reason is perot. That's why the get is kasher. However, that says everybody holds perot is the issue, even the rabbis. So then, what's the nafkamina? Ma'ika ben Rabbi Shimon the rabbanan. Again, according to the Shtakish, everybody in the Mishnah is learning the problem of get muktam is only perot. So I understand the Bishamon. The Bishamon is going to say what? No problem of perot, because since the time of the writing of the get, he loses the perot, nothing can happen. What's the logic of the rabbis? But the rabbis don't also perot. Oh, so that's the Gemara's answer. Peri de mishad ketiba ve'ad sh'at hatiba ika benayu. The fruit that were sold between the writing and the signing, which is according to the rabbis, they don't hold like the Bishamon. They don't hold that the husband loses perot at the time of the writing. That's the Bishamon Shita. They say that the husband only loses from the time of the signing, which really means the time of the giving. Oh, so therefore, according to the Hachamim, what are you worried about? I'm worried about the perot that was sold between the Ketibah and the Hatima. Why? Because the husband was allowed to sell at that time. But she's going to come along and she's going to say, to get you were divorced. And if we have no right, like Kuchotter are not going to be put in a position. However, that's only going to be the issue according to the rabbis. But according, that's why get mukdam is a problem. But according to the Bishimon, it doesn't matter get mukdam. Because even if she comes along and says, you were divorced that day, even if they weren't, still from the time that the get was written, then already it cannot be, he loses the perot. So nafkamina in the Shtakish, get this good. In the Shtakish, nafkamina between Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. Everybody holds perot. It's just that Hakamim hold that he loses perot at the giving, and the Bishimon holds he loses perot at the writing. Which once he puts his eyes to divorce his wife, he loses perot. Oh, that's why the Bishimon is going to makshir a get mukdam. Because what am I worried about? Even if she's going to come along and say, oh, you were divorced. Even if you weren't divorced, bottom line, it was written on that day, he loses out. Mashaykh, and according to the Hakamim, you're concerned about the fruit that was sold between the Ketibah and the Hatima. Let's review to what comes out to this point over here. Comes out that we're learning like this. We have a Mahlok at Rabbi Yochanan and Shtakish, crystallized this. What's the reason why Zman was written in a Git? Fundamental principle just by Gittin. Rabbi Yochanan holds, maybe he's going to cover up for his wife that committed Znut. The Shtakish says, it's all about money. It's all about perot. Okay, that's the first mahloket that you have to know. We also see another mahloket over here. Between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, from what time does the... according to the Shtakish, according to what time does the husband lose perot? That's a machloket as well. Which means, according to Tanakamah, husband loses perot when the get is given.
Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, husband loses perot at the time that it was written, which is that he decides to give the get itself. Now, good. Now let's speak out. Let's speak out one more point over here. According to Rabbi Yohanan, Yohanan was worried about what? He was worried about the cover-up situation. Okay, Shema Yahpeh al Bat Achoto. So we asked the question, how come he doesn't hold like Rish Lakish? Why isn't he worried about the perot factor? So Rabbi Yohanan said, because anyway, he doesn't lose the perot until the Sh'at Netina. And since, if she's going to want to prove anything, the get is not going to prove that. So therefore, she'd have to bring ra'ayot when she actually got divorced. So therefore, if you're saying this man is just for perot, get does not solve that. So Rabbi Yohanan, let's crystallize. Rabbi Yohanan holds, when is perot lost to the husband? At the time of the giving. Rish Lakish must hold then. That's the time of the, either the time of the kitiba, according to the Bishimon, that's one way of learning it, or it's the time of the hatima, one of the two. Again, if you're learning the perot reason, the shakish is going to hold it's either at the time of the writing, like the Bishimon, or it's according to Tanakama, the time of the signing. Right or wrong? Now let's review that again. According to the shakish, what's the reason of the Mishnah? Perot. Yes, everybody knows perot. Tanakama, what's the problem with perot? Because since he's going to hold that, when does the perot get lost? Once the get is signed, right? Signed and delivered. And therefore, what's the concern we're worried about over here? According to the banan. How do you learn that? According to that, if you're learning that, according to the bish, the shakish. A bish, what I understand is ketivat get, or the sign of the hatima. How does that learn? Even before the giving. According to this Shat Hatima, according to the Shtakish, otherwise why would the rabbi say you need his man in the get? You need his man in the get because he holds that at the time of the Hatima, that's when he loses. So if I'm concerned that something's going to happen between the Kitibah and the Hatima, and therefore the husband's going to be at a loss, so therefore you write it to protect him. In any event, let's clear it. I'm going to say this one more time now. Comes out according to the Biyohanan that says the reason is Shema Yahpeh. Why didn't he hold the reason of Perot? Because his Perot is not lost until the giving. So therefore, time's not going to help you on that. When Ishtakish says the reason is Perot, so the Perot is lost either Hatima or according to Bishimon even earlier, even at the time of the Ketiva. To that. And therefore, if you hold this Ketiva, you don't need time in the get. And if you hold this Hatima, indeed you do need time. Now the Gemara says ha'ipcha shem'in on that, but we've seen the opposite. Why? From when does perot, a husband lose perot? Rabbi Yohanan amar mishat ketiba. Oh, that's exactly the opposite of what we just said. We're saying that Rabbi Yohanan holding mishat ketiba from the time of the writing v'rishnakish amar mishat netina. Which is really the reverse. Adrabah, according to the Biyochanan, we had it from the time of the giving. And we said the Shtakish is in the time of the writing. Now you tell me the opposite. So the Gemara is very simple. Ipuch. Switch it around. You had to know the question before you switch it around back to normal. Which means, comes out the Maskarat Gemara, the Biyochanan holds, Perot are lost, Shad Netina. Therefore, that cannot be the reason for Zman and Neget. According to the Shtakish, when is Perot lost? Either Mish'at Hatima or Mish'at Ketiva. But you cannot say that it is like in this version over here, Mish'at Netina is actually an Ipuch. Baruch Allah. Amen.